good vibrations. Back once again for another episode. Yo, Puff, we're not going to do the long talking. Just going to do the chones.
Back once again. Back.
So the playoff picture is set.
Back once again.
We have our teams. Eight in the East. Eight in the West.
Once again.
16 teams battling out for the championship this year. Denver.
Yeah, yo.
We all knew the Raptors weren't going to be in there. Got to support Raps. Maybe next year.
I didn't know that. I really took it serious. Thought they were going to push through this year, but
yeah, you know,
next year Raptors. Next year,
we're always hopeful, and we're always hopeful. At the beginning of this season, we had the Raptors in the playoff. I had a feeling from then. I just was wishing they'll be in there, but we'll see. The Raptors, maybe next year, maybe the year after.
No, I had the Raptors at six, so I had a bold statement.
I had Raptors at eight. I thought they were going to squeak in. That didn't happen. So in this episode, we're going to go over our predictions from the beginning of the year to just see who was right, who was wrong. And then we're going to go over the last play-in games to set the picture, the East and the West. There's two games last night. The last play-in game, the last two teams went home. Actually, we should talk about that first and then talk about the playoff picture.
Right, let's jump right into those two play-in games.
So in the East, it was Chicago against Miami.
Call that one. I knew for some reason, I knew Miami is going to box up them.
Even without Butler, you knew that?
No, I think, what did I say? I don't even know, bro.
No, but the thing is, it's just like, Chicago doesn't seem like a team. It's like, Chicago's like a Toronto, where people aren't scared of. They could play they'll play their best game against. That's what it seems like, you know? And then, And then Miami, we always know that Miami put players on the court that play hard 24/7 all the time. So no matter if you don't even know the name of the player, you know he's going to be playing.
They're going to play hard.
Otherwise, he's not going to be on the court.
The Miami culture thing is a real thing.
It is real.
It's a real thing, mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter who's in the lineup, it translates, right? Because it's effort. It's like you go out there, you play hard, you play with effort, you leave everything on the floor, right? And yeah, man, they play tough. I thought, you know, I mean, you, Chicago with a little momentum coming off that win over Atlanta, they were going to come through. But Chicago does what they do every year.
Atlanta was mashup too. Was bust up. If Atlanta was at 100%, I think they would have beat Chicago.
And then Atlanta would have lose the same way. I don't see Atlanta beating. True.
But then, so now Miami is going to play in the first round against Boston, the number one seed. That should be a little interesting.
Before we go with detail into that, what was also interesting in that game is Miami had their flight, everything already booked to go to Boston.
Yeah, but I think everybody, like, you have to have that confidence. I think the teams do that all the time.
Chicago never had that confidence.
Chicago didn't have it. Chicago at least had a booking there. Because, come on, you say after the win, you're going to be searching for tickets? No, you searched for that before. So if it's winning, just
those
press
men have private jet and them things, bro.
Yeah, but
Chicago had nothing booked.
But I guess maybe they're saying 1-2-3 Cancun. They're ready to go home. But honestly, I'm happy that Miami won, because I think the Miami Boston series would be more interesting than a Chicago Boston series. And they also have a history. They've been up in the playoffs a few times.
I get you, but this Boston team, man, they have their record against the what's the record against the East? Like 40 and something? Yo, 41 and something?
But that at least crazy it's gonna be interesting. Because you know Miami's not gonna lay down. Miami's gonna lay down. And they're not gonna have Butler for the whole series. I think he's out a few weeks.
They're gonna play hard. They're gonna play hard, but that's not even gonna be a series.
We'll see. Let's move on to the next game in the West.
The Pelicans, baby.
Watch the Pelicans fly. So the Pelicans hosted Sacramento. The final was New Orleans 105, Sacramento 98.
Box up.
Sacramento is headed home. That wasn't really a box up, but
nice. I know.
They lost. They're gone home.
Yeah, they lost. They go to Cancun.
They gone fishing. So New Orleans now is going up against OKC. That one may be interesting, but then again, they don't have Zion for a while. Hopefully Ingram warms up and gets better, coming back off his injury.
Ingram played nice last night.
Yeah, he did, because he played horrible the game before when they lost.
Played nice last night.
If he played nice, they would probably won.
Yeah, remember I told you, like, Troy Murphy, Herb Jones, those guys were...
Yeah, they step up big.
Guys are hitting shots.
They step up big.
Guys are hitting shots.
And
McCollum hitting shots.
But the interesting thing about that series, one of their second or first, their best player, Zion, is not going to be playing in that series. Exactly. Hamstring injury is going to be at least a few weeks. So that first round series, I don't think he's playing at all.
It's still, I don't think he's playing in that first round series, but I still think it's going to be a good series. Just the fact that OKC is their first year in the playoffs in a long time. They're the second youngest team in the league.
Yeah, right? It's and just the playoff pressure is hit.
Doesn't matter.
Playing the same team four times, I have to beat them four times, sometimes six times you're playing them. It's not easy.
At least Brandon Ingram and those guys on the Pelicans have actually experienced a playoff, right? Maybe so if it's only 1 year or one round, they went to six games. At least they have a six game, you know what I mean, under their belt versus OKC, who don't really have any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe we'll Shea, maybe Shea and Lou Dort, but the rest of them don't have any really. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
But
so now the playoff picture is set. So let's go over our predictions at the beginning of the season. Vern and myself, we went over who we thought was going to make it into the playoffs. So now the playoff picture is set. Let's see who won. All right? All right. So in the East, Vern had the Bucks, the Celtics, the Heat, the 76ers, the Cavs, the Raptors, the Knicks, and Atlanta. So
Bomba Club.
Vern had six teams in the East that made it through. So Puff, myself, had Boston, Milwaukee, 76ers, Miami, Cleveland, New York, Chicago, and Toronto. We both had six in the East and six in the West. So it's tied so far.
See, I probably, you know, if I never held my allegiance to Toronto, I probably would have won that.
Yeah, same with me. At least I had Toronto at eight. Vern had Toronto.
None of us had all the Pacers at all.
No.
Damn.
Interesting. Anyway, so in the West, I'll go over mine. So in the West, I said Denver, Phoenix, Golden State, Lakers, Clippers, Memphis, OKC, and Minnesota. So again, I got six correct in the West. Vern now in the West, he said Denver, Suns, Pelicans, Lakers, Sacramento Kings, the Mavericks. And then at the end, Vern did a little switch up something here. So originally he had Memphis and OKC. Then he switched that to Clippers and the Wolves. So originally he got six. Then he made an adjustment and then he got seven. So I'll give it to him. I'll give Vern the win because on the paper
We'll take the draw because I already gave Puff the herb. So
true, because you know he was gonna lose, so he had to give it. He had to give it up.
He gave Puff the herb already. You know what I mean?
So that was our predictions. That was the last few games in the in season tournament. Very exciting. Vern, you want to bring up anything about LeBron James? Or you want to bat up the man?
Nah. We'll give him a break. We'll give him a little break. You know what I mean? The Jordanettes are very sensitive.
Don't worry. They're going to get to see some more greatness because the greatness is still playing basketball.
Right. So, you know, I'll allow you Jordanettes right now. You know, if you're wondering, you know, Jordanettes, where that came from, you ever heard of the Marvelettes? Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Give it a little Motown vibe. You know, Jordanettes, you guys are mad, but I'll allow you. I'll allow you this time.
Until next time.
Peace. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, turn on your notifications. Puff and Vern, we're in it.